Okay, I'm sitting here with James Johnson. He teach at Greenville High School in Greenville, Mississippi. So glad to have him as a guest on the Qumran Report. Thank you for being on the Qumran Report.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Hey, could you tell us a little about your education background?
Okay. Well, I graduated from high school here in Greenville, Mississippi, from O'Bannon High School. From O'Bannon, I went to Tougaloo College, where I majored in English, received the Bachelor of Arts in English from Tougaloo. From there, I went to Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I obtained a Master of Education in English Education. I also, I'm finishing up the Educational Specialist mm-hmm. in Educational Leadership.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, at Greenville High School, what do you teach?
I have AP English for 11th graders, and I also teach regular English for 11th
mm-hmm.
graders.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, because this is my hometown, Greenville, Mississippi, also, where when I was coming up, it was segregated. Greenville High was all whites, and went to Greenville High School, and we went to Coleman High School, which was all black. Is it any special challenges now, you know, teaching where you have an integrated situation, both white and black students?
Well, I think you'll be surprised to learn that it is still very much segregated mm-hmm. because right now, Greenville High School, while in the past it was once all white, if you go there now, you'll see that 98% of the students are African-American. So there are not many white students. In fact, I've been there 3 years and I've only taught two white students.
Mm-hmm.
So the demographics have shifted, but it's still definitely segregated.
Okay, so where are all the white students now? Were they in private schools
They're
or something?
Definitely in private schools. Some of them have gone to the county schools, like Riverside, which is in the county school district.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think I can contribute that probably to violence, maybe. A lot of the parents may be concerned about safety because mm-hmm. safety has been a concern for us over mm-hmm. the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this a statewide? You think this is something that's comparable to the entire state, or is it just a Greenville situation since integration came, where most of the students that have moved to private schools, most of the white students?
There are some schools. There are some public schools who mm-hmm. have a majority white population. Mm-hmm. But you'll find that in the mostly affluent areas like Madison, mm-hmm. Madison County, Rankin County, mm-hmm. places like that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, any area where there's a huge black population,
mm-hmm.
then generally you'll find that the public schools are mostly black. Mm-hmm. Now, some areas like the Gulf Coast mm-hmm. is more integrated than the rest of the state.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the situation violence in the high school. Because we see a lot of that in California and a lot of the eastern schools that's dealing with, are you talking about violence in relationship to gangs, a situation like that?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Gang violence. I think it's more so, for our situation, it's more so a matter of leadership. I think if we had the right leaders in place who could mentor students, I think that we could see some results. Mm-hmm. Because school definitely should be a place where students can escape the community issues, break down social norms in order mm-hmm. to prepare for a better mm-hmm. life after high school.
Mm-hmm. Is there any gang intervention programs in the high schools? In
yes.
Greenville High School?
Yes. We've implemented a number of gang programs. In fact, we have ministers coming through to talk to some students. Teachers have gone through extensive training to deal with mm-hmm. different issues. Counselors do small group sessions. So there are mechanisms in place, but I guess you have to look at whether or not these things are effective
mm-hmm.
and if
mm-hmm.
they're being effectively implemented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and no doubt in my mind, the effect of violence lessens the chance of a student receiving a good education.
You're definitely
right. Open.
Mm-hmm. 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 So when violence is a concern, it definitely takes the focus away from education.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, let me ask you this. How about the gender thing? You see violence both among the males and the females?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You would think it's mostly a male thing,
yeah.
but I would say it's probably 50-50.
Yeah.
Just as many girls as boys.
Yeah. Now, is the situation of violence, is it in some of the earlier schools, like the junior high, they dealing with the same kind of situation also?
I think they are, but on a smaller level. So what happened in Greenville about 2 or 3 years ago, they changed the setup of the high school. So you have all ninth graders in the city going to a ninth grade academy. Mm-hmm. Then you have all 10th, 11th, and 12th graders going to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So when they separated the two high schools, which was T.O. Western and Greenville mm-hmm. High, this is when we saw a surge in the gang violence. Because we have people from different neighborhoods who appear to be very territorial, and so they come to school with community issues, mm-hmm. and it definitely has an impact on the mm-hmm. teaching mm-hmm. and learning.
Now, this is something I always wondered about, because in Los Angeles, the gang situation is, you know, very sophisticated situation. We work with an organization called Ceasefire, you know, which is a lot of the old gang members who have been to prison and all, like, they put this together where they mentor youngsters, you know, about the threat of violence and all that kind of stuff and getting into gangs. But one of the things that we have there is a huge Hispanic population. You got a lot of Hispanic gangs and all that kind of stuff. Here, is it just black gangs?
Yes, it's mostly primarily black, because this is a primarily, I hate to say it, black area.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Or any other racial minorities. That's here.
Primarily African American.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. As a teacher, what do you think that they can do to really, really address this problem of violence? So the youngsters, the students and stuff have a better chance to achieve getting a good education. So when they move on, they have a better chance of going to a good college and hang in there.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I think a lot of it begins at home. But as you know, parenting is not what it once was.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important for teachers, school administrators, ministers, parents, all of us to come together, sit down, have these tough conversations.
Mm-hmm.
If the school should provide parenting classes,
mm-hmm.
help parents who are having problems with their children at home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times parents feel like the school is the enemy,
mm-hmm.
when it really can be a friend,
mm-hmm.
if we were to use
mm-hmm.
things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I definitely believe it begins at home, but if teachers have to basically kind of go home with students and
mm-hmm.
help parents out, then mm-hmm. that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.